Hey guys, welcome to JNP, Giant Nomad Presents. I haven't done a podcast by myself in a while. I've been having some guests, who've been fantastic. But I think it's time for me to really get down and dirty and talk to you guys, I guess, what my thoughts are on certain things and aspects. I've been getting a lot of feedback on people and people asking me for my thoughts on what's been happening from COVID to, you know, Black Lives Matter to the election. You know, this 2020 year has been extraordinary. It's been insane. I don't think anyone can have written a story like this. And this is real, and it's still going on. You know, first off, do Black Lives Matter? Yes, absolutely. I wish other people in our nation, our other citizens, other Americans would understand that it's not that all lives don't matter. It's that right now, Black lives are the ones who are being killed right now at this very point in time. You know, I am not Black. I'm Puerto Rican. You know, but to know history and to understand history, knowing that my ancestors come from slaves. My ancestors, you know, were slaves. My wife is Afro-Latina, my kids are Afro-Latinas, and that's huge. And what does that mean? That means my wife is pretty much, you know, she's Black. She looks Black. My kids look Black, you know. I have cousins, you know, as well. But do I have that true first-person engagement like that? I don't. I'm one of the whitest Puerto Ricans you can come by. But do I understand what's going out there? Absolutely. I grew up with it. I grew up being discriminated, profiled, and name it in Brooklyn. So it's deep rooted in history as far as police being used in a certain way to have force against certain crowds of people. You know, even back to when they crossed the bridge in Selma, you know, how the police engaged with peaceful protesting. And even then, peaceful protesting was not even allowed because they didn't want certain people to peacefully protest. So what does that mean? How do we, you know, come out of this? Because now we have radicals that's kind of infiltrated. I'm sorry, not kind of, but infiltrated, you know, BLM when they're protesting and are more aggressive, are, you know, burning shit down. You know, I don't believe that's truly BLM. I think that's definitely Antifa who's, you know, coming out and doing things. And honestly, if you really look at it, it's different. It's the people who are protesting are protesting correctly, but that's not getting the media. That's not on the media. The media only wants to show you grandacious, you know, speculative things, and instead of going down and getting rid of the real facts and true story of it, do you want to paint a broad picture of everything? Or just go after this one thing that seems exciting, which is be the riots? No. You know, it's a shame on you, media, for doing that fucked up shit. You know, I think what we need to do, you know, as Americans, is let's listen to each other. Let's not pretend that things are okay. Just because it may be okay for you doesn't mean it's going to be okay for your neighbor. It's exhausting. It's really just exhausting to a point I feel we can't give up. And I think that's what other people want us to do. They want us to get exhausted. They want us to give up. This fight has to go on. Has to continue on. Think about it. We are in a pandemic, and even during a pandemic, we were forced to come out of our homes, knowing that, especially where Black people are highly affected by COVID-19. My uncle passed away from COVID-19 just 2 weeks ago in New York, and knowing that Black people are, you know, able to get these things from COVID-19 quicker because of underlying issues, they still had to come out in droves to protest for their rights, regardless of anything. That says a fucking lot. That says a fucking lot. Yeah, and they were rioting, yeah, because you know what? It's tough. It's tough to be peaceful. It's tough to have that Martin Luther King in you, right? You may have a little Malcolm X in you instead. But overall, it's time to join our brothers and sisters in this fight. You know, it's time to give them resources that they need. It's time for people to take on and also help and restore or create what America's supposed to be. You know, America is a fucking experiment. That's what it is, right? You got this vast nation, and then you say, hey, everybody from around the world, why don't you come over here? And we allowed immigrants to come here, but it was just because we needed labor. It wasn't because we valued who they were and what they brought to us, right? But again, even down to voting, how even back in the day, you know, it says that, you know, everyone should be treated equally. Women can vote. Regular people can vote. You have to own property to vote. That was insane. How is that equality? And even to this day now, we have issues with that, especially in the black communities. Voting areas have been closed, moved. And statistics say if you move a polling place from a person from 1 mile away to 10 miles away, they're not going to go vote, especially if they don't have a car to get there. Sorry if the quality of this is not great. I'm doing it on my phone because I just felt compelled to speak to you guys. You know, it's time we really look at ourselves and say, in this lifetime, what do you want to be known for? What do you want to show your kids about fighting for themselves, for rights of others as well? How are you going to join in and make something happen? And I get it. Listen, like, you know, some people are afraid to. Some people are, who do have influence, are afraid to speak out. They're afraid to fuck with their money, to fuck with their business. They're afraid of something that's going to come back to them. You know, let's be honest, right? Martin Luther King got assassinated. Malcolm X got assassinated. When you speak out, people do want to hurt you. There's no doubt about it. But somebody has to really speak up and be consistent with it and continue speaking out even when there's that lull that of time. You know, when the hype is not as hype anymore, you still have to make fucking noise. You have to command the media. You have to ask for a media day. You know, tell journalists to come down to write articles. You know, you have to command that. But now more than ever, we have access to video. We have, you know, anybody can use a cell phone and then go ahead and post stuff on Twitter, to YouTube, to Facebook, at a click of their thumbs. We're so quick to record, to cancel, and invest our time in binge watching, but we don't binge watch enough our brothers and sisters who are being purged out there in the streets. That's right, I fucking said it. They're being purged. Now, defunding the police, what does that mean exactly? I think the word should be changed. I don't think it should be defund. If anything, it needs more funding. Because the fact that they need more psychiatrists on board. They need a better recruitment system, period. They need training that's continuous. That officers have an annual, not just physical training, which they need that as well, but mental, you know, constant de-escalation training. And you're dealing with people, right? You're not dealing with cattle. And no doubt you cannot account for every scenario because every scenario is very unique depending on the situation. But pretty much you know domestic dispute, there's a pattern. A robbery, there's a pattern. You know, and I get it. But when you just tell cops they get a 6 to 8 week training when they first join, and then nothing in between, what the fuck? You're on the job for 20 years. They see murders, all types of shit, and that fucks with someone's head. You don't think they have PTSD? We can't continue to police the way we police. Do we need to police? Absolutely we do. This place would go rogue. I think rioting is happening now. And police wouldn't feel appreciated. You know, so do I. You know, I want to get pat on the back all the time, but guess what? You sign up for the job, you got to do what you got to do. Right? Me personally, I don't go to work for recognition. I don't go to work to tell me a job well done. If I don't know that I'm a badass motherfucker in my own realm, then what am I here for? Entrepreneurs aren't told, good job. Entrepreneurs are like, yo, I'm patting myself on the back because I killed it. And that's what you need to do as a police officer as well. You know, they're in these cars, they're tinted. You can't see them in there. You know, that they're watching you, looking at you. You know, I sometimes are in line with a cop trying to get some coffee, and they don't say nothing. Their presence is just there to have some kind of presence. If you're going to be part of the community, truly be part of the fucking community. Like, when I say hello, when I introduce yourself, when I have people know who you are, that way it breaks that barrier, and we can communicate with the person and not the badge. Not sure if that was ever a thing. I'm not sure that if chiefs are discussing that. And maybe because they're so entrenched in their own bubble that they don't understand or see how the world is changing and how we want things to be different and handled differently. Don't get me wrong, there's times where you have to have force to subdue somebody, but choking them out. No, I think police officers all know jujitsu. I think they should know some type of, you know, hand-to-hand combat tactics. You know, I think that should be part of their training. I think talking and negotiating and having empathy for certain situations, but definitely being self-aware of situations. But then that's a lot to ask, right? And where is the money going to come from? Are you willing to let your taxes be raised for this as well? It's a give and take, people. You know, of course, there could be funds, you know, taken away from other things, but what does that look like? The biggest thing I could say is that your local community is the opportunity you have to make an impact in. That's right. Your local community is where you have a chance to make an impact in. Wherever city you're in, yo, try to get a meeting with the chief of police or with the sheriff or with your mayor. Go to the meetings that they have. You know, look on the city webpage that you're in, that you live in, the county itself as well. Make yourself concerned about what's happening in your neighborhood and how people are being treated. You know, you can make it that impact because you live there. And you can help your neighbors. I think it's time to where we become more neighborly as well. Not nosy, but neighborly. You know, how many of us really know our neighbors? Do we just wave to them? Or do we just hunker behind our doors at home and hopefully our neighbors will never see us and we've been living there for 10 years? I gotta say, I've done that. Where I lived someplace for 6 years. Did not know, but maybe just one neighbor's name. A couple of waves here and there, but other than that, I was not trying to talk to anyone. But I've changed that now. Now I want to get to know my neighbors. I want to get to know people and be friendly and say hello and get to know folks. Because you never know what that person can help you out with. The network that now has maybe extended to you. And how, what does that do with BLM? Well, because Black Lives Matter. And if I get to know my neighbors, and if they're Black, I can definitely have more empathy for what's going on. I can know who they are, and if someone tries to fuck with them, I'm going to get their back because they're my neighbor. And again, this is what my thoughts. You have your own thoughts. You can write your own comments. You can do what you want to do, you know, but right now we need to really be clear thinkers and truly activate behind our rhetoric. Because a lot of people out there talk a lot of good shit. I see it on Twitter. I see it on Facebook. These dumb, I call them dumb protesters. You know what I'm saying? Cause they protest behind, you know, the social media outlets. But what are you really doing? Do you really understand? Because a lot of times people just read the fucking headlines. And they don't read the article. They don't get the real in-depth information. And they don't filter out shit. And they don't read enough. Like, you have to know history. You got to read up. You got to make things happen. Right now, I'm reading The Burning. The Massacre of Destruction and the Tulsa Race Riots of 1921 by Tim Madigan. It's a great book. It's sad. It's very sad. But I'm not going to tell you about it. You fucking go read it. Go look it up on Amazon. If you don't like to read, listen to it on Audible. Go to Barnes & Noble's, pick up your copy, and read. Also read The New Jim Crow. Amazing book. I'm going to reread that one in another couple of weeks. Have a few more books I have to get through first. Befriend people. And just don't try to sort and get Black friends to get Black friends. But understand that people are people, man. I'm not sure how humans became so fucked up and how we want to just have these class wars, because that's what it is, right? It's a class war. It's a race war. I'm better than you. No, the fuck you ain't. That's why I'm glad I live in Atlanta. And I get to see strong, powerful Black women entrepreneurs, Black men entrepreneurs, strong Black families that have the mother and the father in the household. You know, you see more fathers. Like, you know, in the 90s, yeah, I didn't see a lot of that, a lot of fathers being around. But now, I'm not sure who's doing the polls, but I see a lot of Black men with their children. You know what I'm saying? I really do. I'm not sure what the fuck you see. You know, if you're in the hood, maybe not. I'm not in the fucking hood no more. So the folks I see, they're all coupled up. But man, you know, we want change, but at the same time, we have to protest at the right places. Protesting at a restaurant makes no damn sense to me. You need to protest at the Capitol. You need to protest in front of the police precinct. You need to protest in front of the courts. You need to protest where people can make change and where the issues are at. The courts are definitely an issue as well, right? We already know. You can have a white man and a Black man going for the same charge. And I guarantee you the Black man would get time, an additional time put on it. And a white guy would probably walk out with probation. You know I'm not lying. You know that shit is fucking true. So what do? We gotta protest better. We gotta protest smarter. We gotta really get this media to show us in a different fucking light. We gotta use social media in a way that's never been used before. We have to control it more. And if that means we have to go ahead and create our own platform. That's right, you heard me. If we have to create our own fucking platform, then let's fucking do it. Why is YouTube the only place you could put a long form video? Come on. We can create some other shit. We sure as hell can. And if you want to get down with that, comment, hit me up. Let's talk. Let's discuss this shit right here. Let's really put our effort, time, and money behind some shit and come up with some other shit other than fucking YouTube. The time is now, people. We are in the new industrial revolution, which is the new tech world coming through. And if we don't jump on that, especially with the issues we have right now of equality, then we're going to lose. We're going to definitely lose. And yes, we have a large curve to overcome. And yes, we've been forced to fucking learn faster and try to catch up. But fuck, we're some willing ass people. And we're going to fucking make sure we do it. I know it's scary. I know you're afraid. I know you're angry. And I know you want to take action. All I ask is that you be safe doing it and be smart doing it. And when you get together with other folks and as the crowd grows, stay steadfast. Be a true leader. Because people do follow leaders. And take control of the situation. Yeah, that's all I got so far. Thanks for listening in. This is Giant Nomad Presents.